And if it gets it in there, guess what? You won't come. But don't you feel, I want you to feel this morning that, amen, you are special. And when you are here, how good it makes us feel. How wholesome it makes the fellowship when you are here. How it is that when the word of God, amen, says that forsake not the assembling of ourselves together, amen. It is so important. It makes you feel so good that we, and particularly, and I want to, let me just cast out this misnomer about young people, you know, especially if, this is not a sermon about parents, but especially if you got an art. Some kids have an art with being in service with their parents. Let me tell you right now, that art is not of God. And you need to understand that because you've been born again. You got your own personality before God. You can't lean on your parents about your personality before God because, number one, you're old enough to be accountable for yourself. Amen. And that's why when I see you coming and everything, there are things for you to do you don't know. There's work that's already God has laid out for you to do. But if you don't come and be involved, if you don't come and get the nurturing that you need so that you can fulfill the position, and I'm saying for position for lack of a better term. Right. Amen. But when we come to Christ. If you were here, remember in the consecration and the word, as I was saying, is that you are being consecrated and being prepared for the work. Being prepared for the work. Now let me go right back to that scripture, amen, that I read this morning. And if you want to follow me, go to it also. It's in Leviticus, amen. In Leviticus. And it's 27 through 8. 27, 20, chapter 20, verses 7 through 8. Amen. 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 7 through 8. Amen. And if you would, those who can't stand, I'm not going to be long today. If you would stand, those that you that can, amen, stand. And the others, amen, keep your seat. Amen. Let me give you the version I have from Scripture, Scofield, Study Bible. Amen. Consecrate yourselves and be holy because I am the Lord your God. Keep my decrees and follow them. I am the Lord who makes you holy. Now, the focal point in this Scripture is keep my decrees and follow them.
Right.
Amen. You may be seated. You may be seated. Amen. Keep my decrees and follow them. Amen. I want to be especially pointed today so that I could share, amen, and to some it might be old news, some it is new news, but thank God it's all good news. Amen. Thank God it's all good news. Amen. Reverend Rick read into your hearing in the hallway from 1 Peter. Amen. And in 1 Peter, praise God. In verse 1, chapter 1, and I just want to reference this. Beginning with verse, let me see, 19. Amen? Verse 19. Just for a minute. Verse 19. And a few follow. Are you there? If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
First Peter, amen, chapter 1, beginning with verse 19. But with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect, He was chosen before the creation of the world, but was revealed in the last times for your sake. Through him you believe in God, who raised him from the dead and glorified him, and so your faith and hope are in God. Now that you have purified yourselves by this, obey the truth, obeying the word, so that you have, listen to this, sincere love for your brothers. That is emphasis. Sincere love for your brothers. Love one another deeply, deeply from the heart. For you have been, what? Born again. Amen. Not of perishable seed, but of imperishable through the living and enduring word of God. Amen. You have been born again, not of perishable, but imperishable. Amen. And we need to get that in our spirit. Amen. You have been born again. And so you can also look at this in terms of consecrating yourself. Setting yourself apart. Look at what has happened. God is so good. He gave his only begotten son. That through him, when we receive Jesus as Lord and Savior of our lives, amen, and we have claimed to be born again, it is only through the new birth in Christ that you can be set aside. Set aside for what? The work that God can use you. Jesus said, greater things you will do, amen. I'm going to prepare a place for you. Now that is also important because in this day, in this time, right now, we need to be focused on, amen, where you're going. You need to be so focused on where you're going that the stuff of the world don't trip you up. You need to keep your mind set on thee, amen. You need to be able to see and understand Calvary. And what Calvary meant, amen, that he was pinned to the cross and he died that you might have life. All this about Jesus, all this about God giving you his only begotten son is so you can have life, amen. The life that you have been given in the new birth, amen. Even though you are in the world, you are not of the world. Amen. And so by faith, amen, you have come to life that you can keep your mind set on thee. Amen. Even though you are in the world, the stuff of the world does not eclipse where you go.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Do you hear what I'm saying? But you have to come to Christ and see what happens is that there is no difference, but God is so good that he had already called Israel in times past. Now, young people, you need to know that you are the new Israel. We are the new Israel by the blood of Jesus. And he has set us aside by his blood. That we can truly be, amen, the sons and the daughters of God. We are in this world, but we don't live in this world like this is it. We are in it so that we can be a light and a lamp to those, amen. Why? Because he has already called us and set us aside. Our light, the light that is in us, shines in darkness. And those that are living, amen, in darkness are those who don't have Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of their life. Because upon receiving Jesus, he gives you the light of the Lamb, amen, the Holy Spirit, amen. He needs to give you the Holy Spirit so that you can live, amen, in the kingdom of God, amen. You don't live in the kingdom of the world, but you live in the kingdom of God. And you need to know that because you are striving, amen. You are running helter-skelter. You're trying to get everything that you can out of the world. But young people, amen, it is wonderful for me to understand that you are maybe in the world, but you don't try to own anything of the world because he has set you aside. Your home is in glory. Amen. Jesus said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. And where I am, you may be also. Don't let the things of this world interfere with your home. Don't let the things of the world stop you from giving the glory when you understand what God has done. Amen. You can come to the understanding with yourself and you say, I surrender all. Because it comes from the depth of your heart. Amen. That is at the glory. I surrender all to thee I give. So that the enemy can't come and offer you something and take your life off of the track that you are supposed to be on. Amen. That's what the enemy wants to do. He wants to make an offer and make it appeal to you so good that you will accept the offer. And when you take on the offer, amen, you have just slipped out of, amen, the kingdom of God. Amen. When you have been born again, you have been set, amen, in the kingdom of God. You might live in this world, but the stuff is not what you are accounted for. It is your faith in Jesus, your faith in Christ, that it never fails, amen, that it is so good, that it's substantial, because you know that he hung on the cross. You know that when he was taken down, you know he laid in the grave for 3 days. And you know that when he got up, he said to all power of heaven and earth, he said, in your hands, you've been satisfied, you've been consecrated, you need to live like you've been consecrated, you need to live like you've been holy, you need to live and keep God's decrees, because if you keep his decrees, he said, I will make you holy, I'm a holy person, I'm set for glory. This world is not going to mess with what God has in store for me. Glory, glory. I told you I wasn't gonna be long, amen. Praise God. That comes upon the consecration. I don't have to be long. I just go ahead and tell it. I just want to tell it. I just want to tell it. I just want to tell it. And then after I get finished telling it, I want to go. I'm on the attack. I'm on the attack for my Savior. I'm on the attack. When I get finished, I'm going out there in it. When I get finished, I ain't got time to hang around here. I got to get out there in it. Because he's coming again. He's giving you your promise. Amen. Your crown of righteousness is already been laid up for you. Amen. And so now you can fight for the glory of God. Because you know that your crown of glory is ahead of you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm going to say this, that I went on and so forth, and I had meant to tell you, amen, that there are two governments, oh glory, amen. And I need to say this for all of us, but particularly, I want to let our young people know how important they are. Amen. We're not going to let you go. We're going to keep holding on. We're going to keep holding on to you. Yeah. We're going to continue to sow in your life. Amen. We're going to act like we're accountable. We're going to act like there's a kingdom of God and that we live in it and that we are the example. Amen. You need to know that. You need to know that so that you have something visible that you can hold on to. Amen. That devil is out there and he wants to mess you up. Amen. He wants to make it so that your life is so miserable, amen, that you don't even want to wake up. Some of you wake up with one eye. Because waking up with two eyes, nothing but what? Nothing but misery. Even on the job. You left the job the day before, somebody just made it so terrible. There was no resolve. And then when you get up in the morning, you got to go back to that same thing. So even before you start, amen, there's misery. There's despair. Well, God wants that despair to be broken and know that you are not given to that job. Amen. You don't belong to that job. Amen. You don't belong to nothing but God. Amen. He has cleansed you by the blood of Jesus. And you need to know that so that you can break through the strongholds that keep trying to put a yoke around your neck. Jesus said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Amen. So if you pick Jesus, burden of Jesus, that yoke, amen, you learn about that. Brothers and sisters, listen, you're going to have breakthroughs tremendous in your life, but you got to step for Jesus. You got to step for Jesus. You got to hold on to God's unchanging hand. You can't, because you feel a little bit of strain in your life, you want to let go and let, no, no, hold on, amen. When you feel a little strain, you just go to the Lord and tell him, I'm holding on to your unchanging hand. I'm going to wait for my change come. I know that they're blocking me now. But God, you said if I just lift you up, amen, you will remove all of the blockage in my life, amen. And even in my physical body, hey, there are times in my body, amen, when the enemy wants to take me down. Clench my fists. In the name of Jesus, you will not have your way here. Satan, you're a liar. You got to be able to do that, feel that, say that, be that. But God said, if you follow my precepts, he said, I will make you holy. And if you're holy, don't no enemy, no nasty, no funky, no dirty, no nothing will overcome you. You hold on. You hold on. Hold on. Now there are two governments. Let me say this quickly. And then we'll move to the Lord's Supper. Two governments. And here the Lord says, keep my decrees and follow them. Decrees is laws. You keep my laws and follow them. This day, declare in your heart that you're going to keep the decrees of God. Now, when you have done that, he already has the law of the land. Because you won't become an outlaw to the laws of the land that have already been legislated. You are well within. In fact, you are above that. Amen. He says, keep my decrees, and look at this. By keeping the decrees of God, he makes you holy. That's right. Glory to God. That's right. So when all that junk comes up again, I'm holy. Amen. All that stuff comes up, I'm holy.
Come on, man.
When you're trying to not give you the promotion, I'm holy.
Amen.
That's what you say. I got something because I'm holy. God had already, because see, I already claimed it. I'm holy. You don't let Satan tell you what you can't do. They can speak that stuff. Guess what? I'm about to take your job. You better keep your mouth shut. I'm holy just like that. I need to move like I'm holy. Amen. Some of our own folks, we got caught up into this too.
That's right.
See, when they start talking this stuff about government of the people, by the people, and for the people, that's democracy. When they're talking all day about democracy and so forth, and these legislators, everything, and everybody legislating your life. They can't legislate your life. You read it, but you're not of it. How are they going to legislate your life? You're not held bound by the rules and regulations of this world. In fact, God has already ought you above that. You are supremely above, amen, the laws of the land. You are supremely above. Say that. Get that in your heart. I'm supremely above the laws of this land. I'm holy. He literally lives by his word. That's why they don't want to open up the word, because it convicts them, amen. And they want to stop you, young people. They want to stop you from reading your Bible. Amen. And if you don't read your Bible, you have fed into, amen, the influence of the devil, because it's the world that's telling you who you are. And that's not so. God has cleaned you. You've been born again by the blood blood of Jesus didn't know where to hang on no cross for me. Didn't know where to hang on no cross for you. Didn't know where to die for you. And not only that, every time the world lays down, it stays there. It don't get up. Amen. So that's when we know Jesus got up. Amen. On the third day. And with all power now in my hands. And Jesus said, if you've seen me, you have seen the Father. Now there's been a transference of power. All you need to do now is come to me, because you have a child of the Most High God. You've been born again. Come on.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah. If you've been born again, you're different. You're not like you used to be. You need to get that in your spirit and start living that way. Quit letting the world tell you, oh, I know who you are. No, you know who I was. And Jesus said, they don't hear what I'm saying. That's all right. Because they can't deny what you are doing in your life. Amen. You're not living to sin. You're not living to Satan. You're living set, and your life must reflect that. To speak in the face of the devil, your very person denies the devil access to you. And you need to know that, because the very value that you have, your everlasting life, hangs in the balance if you don't live for Jesus. If you don't live for Jesus. If you don't live for Jesus. Young people, old folk who haven't gotten it, you've got to deny yourself. You've got to deny yourself. When those urges to do stuff that is not God's, you've got to deny yourself. You've got to tell self, get thee behind me. Amen. Because God said, you can do this. I've got you covered. I've given you power. You can do this. Don't get to the point that you're so weak. Yes, you can. Because God has given you power. You can change your way. You can change your life by the blood of Jesus. And so there's a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. Because it's by the people, it's weak. Amen. That's why we're fighting so. Amen. There's no clarity on that. In no government around the world is there any peace. Everybody is in confusion. Even we are the leading ones in the world. And that's because we have declared that it is a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. That's called democracy. When God called us, and I'm going in, when God called us and consecrated us, amen, sanctified us and made us holy, he said to come in. You are now living in a theocracy. I, me, God, I control this. Man don't control this, amen. And in me there is peace. In me there is prosperity. In me there is love. In me there is joy. In me there is all glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It is a theocracy. Say that's a word. That's a word. Say it. Theocracy. It is a theocracy. Theocracy means Theo is God. And ocracy is government. So God owns the government. Amen. You are a child of the government of God. And he said, if you follow my decrees, don't worry about the laws. Follow my decrees. I will make you. I said, I made a place for you, and I told you, if when I come again, I'm going to receive you unto myself, and my heart just gets glad. There's loneliness in my heart. I feel so good, up to the very top of my head, to the top of my head. When I think of the goodness of the Lord, I just say, hallelujah, hallelujah. How you have been to me, how you keep me, how you strengthen me, amen. How you allow me to tear down strongholds, how you have given me power to speak into the face of Satan. It says, Satan, I'm putting my foot on your neck. Get thee behind me. When God's people live consecrated, when they have claimed Amen. Because it's a God who has set us aside. Yes. He has set us aside that the world might know. Amen. By our light that shines in the life that we live.
That's right.
That the world may know that Jesus lives.
Yes.
Because he lives inside of me. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus. For it is the power of God. Amen. Unto salvation. And I don't know about you, but I'm not ashamed to say I'm saved. And that I'm sanctified. Set aside by the word of God. Empowered and sealed. Amen. Don't you know what sealed means? That can't nothing mess with you. When you have been sealed by the Holy Ghost. And sometimes, I want to say as I'm really closing, sometimes that the devil will spot you. Amen. And he's looking to see if there's any crack in your foundation. He wants to know if there's any, if there's no light that is shining. But I declare, in the name of Jesus, giddy up, John Brown. Yeah. Well, I'm going to ride the wave of joy. I'm going to stay on the principle of Jesus. I'm going to sing hallelujah. I'm going to march up to Zion's hill. I'm not going to stop. I'm going to keep on. Because I know that he saved me. I want Jesus, I don't know about you, to walk with me. You want Jesus to walk? Stand up all over. Give God the praise. Amen. He's been mighty good. Give God the praise. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Give him the praise. Amen. Amen. We're going to run on to see what the end will be. Amen. But you know, we've already got the conclusion. Amen. We already know what's at the end. That's what keeps my hope alive. That's what keeps me hoping. Amen. That's what keeps me moving. That's what keeps me empowered. Because I already know there's a crown of righteousness just waiting for me. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm going to get mine. Down here, I'm not worried about who's trying to crown me. Forget about that. Of Jesus. I'm going to go home to be with my Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, sweet Jesus. Sweet Jesus. Sweet Jesus. Sweet Jesus. I wish I knew that song. Amen. Amen. Is it so sweet Jesus? If not, I'm going to make one up one of these days. That's how good he is.
Amen.
That's how good he is.
Amen.
Any good? Any good? Any good? Woo! Amen. 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 Doc, this is homecoming, brother.